Okay, in the next section of the Sefer, Rav Levinsohn has several mamarim, sichos musar hashkafa, regarding aspects of Tisha B'Av, Beinu Mitzarim, the chataim that led to Churban Abayis, and Chayta Egel, Chayta Meraglim, etc. So let's begin. Rav Levinsohn here presents an approach to Chayta Egel. Now, one of the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av, on Shiras HaBatamos, was Shviras HaLuchos, which came out of Chayta Egel. Alright. What exactly was the Chayta Egel? So now here presents an approach that's based on, along the lines of the Ramban and the Kuzari. Some Shitos and Chazal sound like Chayta Egel was outright black and white Avodah Zarah. Am Yisrael rebelled against Hashem, rejected Hashem, etc. However, if you read the Kuzari in Maamar Aleph, Siman Sadi Zayin, and the Ramban as well has a similar approach in Perek Lambeis Pasuk Aleph, they say Am Yisrael had good intentions. They wanted the Egel to be a Chayfetz, She'alav Shorah HaShchina. The Shchina would rest on the Egel. Not that the Egel would be a god. Oh, Moshe was played this role until now, and the Egel would take over. That's what they wanted. That's why they chose Ashur, because they knew that Achat Me'abars Panim Shem Merkevas HaLiona is the Shur. They knew that on Hashem's chariot, the chariot of Hashem, one of the four sides is Ashur. So they wanted to bring the Shechina down through the Egel. Oh, now, Rav Levinsohn writes, this Machshava, to make a place for the Shechina is not so bad. That's exactly the thought behind what? Behind the base of Mikdash. So this concept of having a physical place for the Shechina to rest, that's the base of Mikdash. And B'nai Yisrael, Yadu Kfar, Bisman Chayte Egel, that there'll be a base of Mikdash in the future. Oh, how do you know? By the Shira Alayam, this is very nice. The pasuk says, "Tivim v'sitei b'har nachalascha, malchom l'shita v'alat Hashem mikdash Hashem kunmi yadecha." So the Shira Sam had a nevuah that Hashem is going to build the base of Mikdash. Har nachalascha, Mikdash Hashem. B'nai Yisrael knew about the concept of a Beis HaMikdash. So what exactly was the mistake? Rav Levinsohn goes further. The Isser of making silver and gold gods, Eloheicha Sibreizav Losu Asu Lachem, that Isser, they didn't have yet. The Pasuk writes, Eloheicha Sibreizav Losu Asu Lachem. Rashi explains, not to change the Tsuras of the Kruvim. A special Isser to sort of make your own way of bringing down the Shechina. So that Sivui, relating to the Mishkan, they didn't get till later, Rav Levinsohn says. According to Rashi, the Sivui HaMishkan, which Rav Levinsohn interprets to mean, including this pshat of that pasuk, only came later. And even according to the Ramban, that the Sivui Mishkan came earlier, but Am Yisrael didn't hear the Sivui until later. So what exactly was the Chait then? It wasn't outright Avodah Zarah. It wasn't directly against the pasuk of Elohei Chesed Vayetzav Lachem, which is a pasuk which means not only don't make foreign gods, but also don't change the tzura of how to bring down the Shechina. And they didn't get that piece of the tzivui yet. So what was the chait? Rav Levinsohn says the chait was that Am Yisrael thought that Aydei She'asu Egel Yekadosh Baruch Hu Muchrach, Hashem would have to bring the Shechina that way. And the Lakhsho, when a person thinks, She'efshar lehachuriach es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zekfar Chayt Chamur Ma'od. When Am Yisrael thought they can force Hashem, they can force Hashem's hand, that was the Chayt. They're ascribing independent strength to something outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Ilo Kol Ilo, Hashem causes everything. Sipa Kol Asibos. You can't force him to do anything. So Am Yisrael's whole thought process, they're giving Koach Atzmi L'davar Sulaso Me'Hashem. They made Hashem as if he was a mukhrach, as if he has to listen to them. That's step one of the chait, of chait to Egel. Okay. They're rejecting the concept that Hashem is all powerful and does whatever he wants. And Hashem, we're going to be in the Shekhinah this way, our way. And their chait was compounded by the second part, and the second part makes the first part more severe. The second part was that Moshe left them very specific instructions. Moshe said, if you have any shailas, go and ask Aaron and Hur in Perek of Dalib, in Aaron B'chur Yimachem, Mi Balvran Yigash Alehem, ask them any shailas. Moshe told them what to do. So what should Bnei Israel have done when Moshe didn't come back? Hayutzrichim Aval Aaron B'chur, and ask them, what should we do? Oh, and they didn't do that. Rather, they forced them to do it their way. This second chait of not asking, it goes against Moshe's tzivui. They didn't ask. This compounds the first one, because now they're saying, we're doing it our way, and we are, in a sense, trying to force Hashem to do it our way, and we're not even going to ask the other way. So their mamar is saying, we're not going to ask the Chachmei Torah ma'al ha'asos. We're not going to do what the Chachmei Torah say. That was the second part. And that makes Chet Egel a total mazid. They didn't, by mistake, do the wrong thing. It was b'mazid they did the wrong thing by dafka not asking. Am Yisrael was saying, we have our approach. We're going to use our approach here to Chet Egel and no other. We're going to use our approach how to bring the Shekhinah down. This is the way it has to be. We're not going to ask our Torah leaders. This is the way it's going to be. That's the chait of ascribing an outside koach and saying, Hashem, we're going to force you in a sense to do it our way, compounded by the fact that they didn't ask the Gedolim what to do. Oh, that's chait ha'egel. So we find in the Makoros that the kapara for chait ha'egel reflects these two themes. Number one, when Hashem commands, this board is already in the Beis Halevi. When Hashem commands Moshe to build the Mishkan, the Torah repeats over and over again, Kasher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe, Kasher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. So the Beis Halevi already points out, I included this shir elsewhere on the CD. The Beis Halevi already points out why the emphasis on Kasher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe, because that was the mistake of Chet Egel, of doing it their own way. And it wasn't the detail of Avodah Zarah. It was doing it their own way. And Hashem says, the Mishkan, why is the Mishkan kosher and the Egel not? Because the Mishkan is Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe over and over and over again. And that already is in the Beis Halevi. Rav Nachman goes further, that there's a special din that whenever you build the Beis Hamikdash, it has to be with the Das of a Navi. He quotes the Gemara Pesachim, and Daf Pei Vav and Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph, based on the Psukim Diber Hayomim in Perek Kaf Ches, Hakol B'chtav Miyad Hashem, it's all from Miyad Hashem. This emphasis that you don't do anything on your own, everything in the building of the base Hamikdash is through the Navi. It's exactly this idea, because you have to build the Mikdash the right way as the contrast to Chet Egel. So as far as the first aspect of the Chet, we see this idea. We see this idea that in the way Hashem commands the Mishkan and the way Hashem commands the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, we see the kapara, the contrast to the nature of Chet Egel. Beautiful vort Rav Nevinson. And regarding the issue of not listening to the Rabbanim and not asking the Rabbanim, we find a similar idea as well. Paraduma, Chazal tell us, is mechaper for Chet Egel. That's also part of the Beis Halevi's vort, of how Paraduma is Mechaber for Chet Egel. And again, I included that elsewhere on the CD. But Ibn Ebenzal here has another angle on how Paraduma is Mechaber for Chet Egel. He has another angle regarding this issue that Paraduma is Mechaber for Chet Egel, because it's interesting. We know that Stukim tried to take on the Rabbanim. The Stukim denied Tarshu Baal Peh. and they picked on certain specific halachos that they made a big fight over. Certain halachos they made a big fight over. One of them we know was the avoda on Yom Kippur in the Beis Hamikdash, that the Torah and Chazal say that the Kohen Gadol enters the Kodesh Kedoshim, then he burns the Ketores inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Tzedukim said, no, he has to start burning the Ketores when he's outside the Kodesh Kedoshim. Okay. But there's another example. The other example is Paraduma. It's interesting. Paraduma, we know, is what's used to make a tummy person tough. So the whole process of Paraduma is Tara Tara. Now, every Kohen involved in preparing the Paraduma had to be Tahor. However, there's a din of a Tevul Yom. Is Kasher le Paraduma. A Tevul Yom is someone who has a certain level of Tumah and he goes to the mikvah. So he's done. And he doesn't become fully Tahor until sunset. So he has like the remnants of Tumah on him. So Chazal have a Masor from Moshe Rabbeinu, that a Tevul Yom is kosher in preparing the Paraduma. Okay. And it's very striking, dafka there, the Tzedukim argue. Tzedukim said, no, a Tevul Yom is possible. The Torah never says it. The Torah never mentions Tevul Yom being a special kula. And the Tzedukim would fight over this, and they would dafka try to show that they would. And that's why Chazal would dafka make it, have a Tevul Yom prepare the Paraduma, to show their Masorah is correct. So why did the Tzedukim pick on this halacha? There are many halachas. Why was this one of the big fights? This is why, because this is very deep. This is very, very deep and beautiful. The Tzedukim understood that Paraduma is mechaper for Chayte Egel. And part of the Chayte Egel was not listening to the Rabbanim. So therefore, Paraduma, part of the message is to listen to the Rabbanim. And that means a Tevul Yom is kosher. So the Tzedukim wanted to undermine the kapara of Paraduma for Chayta Egel. And the Tzedukim wanted to say, Dafka here, don't listen to your Rabbanim. Dafka here, go by the literal pshat of the Tzedukim, don't listen to your Rabbanim. Because they wanted to undermine and undercut and negate the kapara for Chayta Egel. And that's why of all the different dinim Tarsha Bal Peh, they attacked Paraduma, because Paraduma is mechaper for Chayta Egel. Oh, Lachain, Daf and Paraduma, he muchrachim laharo shelo chachmei Torah yomer ma lasot. They'll do on their own. Wow. Beautiful. That's a Devin Sol's very deep shot. This is a very deep shot to understand why Paraduma became one of the focal points for the machloikas of the Tzedukim and the Rabbanim. Because the Tzedukim understood this is where we have to draw the line, because this is the kapar fechei to ego. And Chazal said, no, this kapar fechei to ego, we have to do it our way, Chazal's way, to show that Am Yisrael listens to not only Hashem, but also listens to the Masorah going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, back to Hashem. And this is a big yesod. It's not our job to tell the Rabbanim what to do. It's the Rabbanim's job to tell us what to do. But Rabbi Nemetzel quotes his father, once one of the second newspapers in Israel, there was a whole discussion about, you know, there's Israel has the Rabbanim, it has the government, and you know, the Rabbanim cause the government problems sometimes. You know, what's the job of the Rabbanim? So they did a survey, they asked different people, different public figures, what's the Rabbanim's job? What should their job be in the Medina? So they asked Rav Nevinzal's father. Here's what he said. His father answered, "Lo anu tzrichim lomar Rabbanim ma tafkidam. It's not my job to tell them what their job, what their role is. Harabanim hein tzrichim lomar lanu ma tafkidam. It's their job to tell me what to do, what my role is." Rav Nevinzal's father completely undercut the
assumptions, there's another word for that, the assumptions of the question, the premise of the question. It's not my job to tell them what to do, it's their job to tell me what my role is.
So this is Rav Nebenthal's angle on Chet Ego, two-part Chet, forcing Hashem, in a sense, Rahman al-Islam, this is how it has to be done, giving an outside koach beyond Hashem in a sense, and two, not listening to the Rabbanim and forcing their will on what the leaders say. And he explained how our kapara for Chet Egel, through Paraduma, through the Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe, through the way the Beis Midrash is built, fits very well based on this approach. Oh, that's a lesson for us. We have to train ourselves. I do what Hashem says because Hashem said so. I ask my Rabbanim advice for things. I ask advice. That's part of the training, part of the kapara, part of the tshuva we work on during the 3 weeks, during the Shiva Sefer Tammuz, is to feel more under the guidance of our rabbinic leaders and more feel that I have to focus on doing what Hashem wants and finding out what Hashem wants for me versus putting my own ideas and sort of adjusting what I'm supposed to do based on what I feel is right, even if it's not exactly, you know, what Hashem says. This is part of our avoda during Shiva Sefer Tammuz and the 3 weeks.